Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the brighter side of life with the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got a full studio. I'm so glad that everybody is here. My name's Kim, and I'm so excited. One, I want to tell you about our new hour that we are reaching out. We've got a 7 o'clock, so not only are we going to be from 6 to 7, but 7 to 8. And then again from 2 to 3, and we've got our recovery show this weekend. And so I'm so excited to be having everybody join us on that. And really, that is about recovery of life, recovery of, you know, Sherry, you say it best, waking up to anything in your life, right?
Right. Whatever's keeping you from not being present in your life. Often it is drugs and alcohol, but it could be all kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean,
it's keeping you not being in the moment.
There you go. Anyways, I do want to welcome and introduce Sherry Gaba. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Had a beautiful canoeing last week, and I can't wait to go tomorrow.
There you go. And Jennifer, we missed you last week.
How was your Super Bowl?
It was fantastic. We had a great time. It was an amazing game. Everything was perfect. Loved the halftime show. Happened to fly home with the crazy shark that became Katy Perry's best friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was a really great weekend. The city of Arizona did an amazing job. And the NFL experience, which is all the stuff that the NFL does for all of the fans and the kids, was unbelievable.
That's great. And Tom, how are you?
Everything's well here.
Yeah. Did you have a good Super Bowl last week?
Sure. It's the only football game I watched this year and last year.
Oh, there you go.
But it was
well,
fun.
You picked the best game to watch.
It was good. It was,
I know. Down to the wire,
down
right?
Down to the wire.
I know. I don't know. I had a really great time, you know, and it's always about the food.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what commercial did you guys think that was the best?
I did like the one with the little dog.
Yeah.
That was, which one did you like, Sherry?
Well, of course, I love the Soba commercial. Soba had a commercial before the Super Bowl. Not in all markets, but in some of the markets.
You know, that's the one thing, though, about going to the Super Bowl. They'll periodically spotlight the best commercials, but you don't see all of them. So it's a toss-up. It's great to go, but there is an element of it that you miss that you when you watch it at home on your television.
There you go. I know. It's all good. Anyways, in our studio today, I'm so excited. We have Laura, and I'm going to say this right. I just always call her Laura, but is it Pappenfuss?
Pappenfuss is
okay,
fine.
Pappenfuss, there you go. And of course, Brittany, and Brittany is one of the family members. I mean, you're like one of the owners. You're doing amazing artwork, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
But we're so excited to have Mission Oaks Cafe and with us on our team here. And so thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So we're going to find out a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today. But of course, I always want you to write this phone number down. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And that is different than a lot of the other shows. So I want to make sure that you can write that number. I'm going to give it one more time, 805-419-0008. And that is the number that you can win all these amazing things that we are giving away here on the Kim Pagano Show. And all the way through our hour, all the way through our 2 hours and into our 2 to 3 hour, we are giving away stuff. And Tom's going to tell you about all these amazing things. Not only are we giving away great things just for our giveaways, but now we've got our Valentine's giveaways too. So we are just, I'm telling you, our calls. And I want to tell you something about our calls. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number. And you are not going to get a live operator, but somebody from the team will give you a call back. So I'm so excited to have you call in. And we want to hear from each and every one of you. So, Tom, talk about all the giveaways.
We have some great prizes. Hairspray, the musical. That would be in Simi Valley at the Cultural Arts Center. Great play, a musical. I've seen that a few times. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. Jason Love, local comic, bringing in the best comedians for Southern California. Caneo Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Beautiful theater just off Moorpark Road in Thousand Oaks. The Last 5 Years Classic at the Rubicon Theater, and that runs through February 15th. We also have Real Fun Here, Harlem Globetrotters tickets, and they are going to be in Santa Barbara on Feb 11th and also in L.A. February 6th through the 16th. See the Globetrotters play some basketball. My favorite is Stomp at the Fred Cavalli Theater. That's in T.O. the 11th and 12th. Santa Barbara, February 9th. And the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Amazing Automobiles, is still rolling along. And that car exhibit runs all the way through to May 1st. Great prizes.
There you go. So those are all the giveaways that you can be winning. But we have more for you if that's not enough. And we've got a two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton. And so that would be one of our really great Valentine's giveaways. But also we've got Mission Oaks Cafe, which we've got Brittany and Laura here right now. And let's just start off our phone calls and open up our lines with that right now. That is a $25 gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe right there in Camarillo. And it's a family-owned business. But not only that, everybody knows Jeff that owns it and his daughter Brittany from Camarillo High School. And not only that, they're always helping somebody. And so I'm so excited to be a part of what they're doing there, too. So 419-0008, 419-0008, and that is for a gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe. Also, we've got the Perfect Bite Cake Balls, and that's a great thing to take to anybody's party. And everybody's like, what's a cake ball? It's just enough to eat, and it's like...
It's really... I think like a cake bite or a cake ball, like you're saying, is all that an adult needs. That,
yeah.
You just want that taste of sweet, and that's it.
Yeah. That's how the French eat.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And they're all decorated really cute. And so anyways, also roses and tulip flower arrangement from A Secret Garden in Ventura. We've got that for you. So if you haven't already got your roses or your flowers for anybody, let me tell you, this is another way to do that. Also, we've got a spa gift certificate, and that is from Shanique Austin that works with me, and it's a deluxe facial with relaxing shoulder and arm massage. I don't know about you, but anything that has a massage in it, I'm like all over it. So that includes chocolate-covered strawberries and a glass of champagne. Also, another one of our great sponsors is Camarillo Yoga Center, and we've got a one-month gift certificate for somebody out there. Also, another one of our sponsors, Somas Nut House. It's another great place to get a gift, and that's something that when you buy a gift, everybody could share in it.
Absolutely.
So I love that. Also, we've got Soto gave us a bracelet that they donated, and it's a cute little heart bracelet. So we've got all of those things. That is just our giveaways. But to tell you about our show, the first thing we're going to be talking about is Mission Oaks Cafe. And they've really just changed their whole look, and they've got so many great things. They've got something special for Valentine's Day. We were just there for Super Bowl. You guys had a great turnout for that. But they've got wine tasting and pairing, and they've got some amazing new hors d'oeuvres and new food, a whole new menu. And so we're going to be talking with them a little bit about that. Then we are going to be joined with Beth Warren, and she is the author of Living a Real Life with Real Food. And then we're going to be talking with one of the Harlem Globetrotters, and that's Stretch Middleton. He's going to be joining us. So we've got a lot of things happening here, and I'm so glad that you are here with us, joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. So with that, let's take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I want to do a little shout-out for MJ.
I do. I want to talk about Thermal Imaging of SoCal. It is a FDA-approved non-invasive cancer disease screening technique that can detect signs of breast cancer up to 10 years earlier than using mammography, and it also helps detect other diseases that people might be suffering and don't know. So if you're looking to do that, contact Thermal Imaging of SoCal. They're located in Westlake Village, and their website is TIOFSC, thermalimaging.com. Or you can call 310-463-2318. Like I said, it's a non-invasive cancer and disease screening technique that many people are turning to before they go to their doctors.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? Let's give away one right now.
Oh, that's
actually
a great
idea.
Let's
give away a couple of them. What we're going to do is we're going to give away the face. And if you have anything going on, you know, what biggest thing that she said is all dental or digestive.
Uh-huh. I mean, they can really see a lot. And maybe they're not big diseases, but they're diseases that are keeping your body from performing 100%.
Yeah. So anyways, I had it. It's totally invasive. It's so easy. And anyways, let's do that right now. 419-0008. Is the phone number to give a call right now. MJ is amazing. She's so sweet. And get your thermal imaging face done right now. So with that, let's come back and talk with Laura and Brittany. So glad that you are both here with us. Tell us a little bit and tell my listeners a little bit about Mission Oaks Cafe and what kind of atmosphere and just, you know, you guys are doing such a great job there.
Thank you so much. It's a very warm, comfortable, local type of place. So with the full bar and the excellent cooking that Joseph prepares, I mean, we have a French culinary trained chef that cooks, you know, all local, all fresh. So our food is very, very good. And
you guys are kind of lending more to the farm to table kind of feel, right?
Absolutely.
It's so popular right now. And I mean, what a great place to be able to get that.
Oh, you know, it's great because Joseph's very particular about the best cuts of meat and the best produce. He handpicks our produce at the farmer's market. So we really support local businesses and the farming that's all around us in Camarillo.
What's one of your most popular meals there?
Oh my gosh, our food is so good. I mean, I personally am a fan of the onion rings because
my God, I just had the onion rings. Talk about, you know, just...
They're so good. I've been back there when he prepares them. He literally slices the onion and batters it fresh with our homemade batter, and they are phenomenal. And his ranch dressing is to die for. But, I mean, our steak bites are probably our biggest seller, our filet bites.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're excellent.
There you go. All right. And Brittany, how are you involved in this? And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Well, my parents own Mission Oaks Cafe, and I actually recently graduated Biola University.
Oh, congratulations.
And so I studied film production, and so I do a lot of the marketing and all the menus that you see and design of the entire restaurant. I had a hand in that, so I have a lot of fun with it.
Wow. I love when it's a family restaurant and you know, everybody's kind of, it's like, you know, it's like you feel really comfortable when you walk in there. You could just feel that. So.
But I have a question. I know it's a family restaurant, and I love onion rings, but you were talking earlier about the aesthetics of the restaurant, and I love something that is aesthetically pleasing to the eye. So when you say it's a family restaurant, a local restaurant, is it peanuts on the floor, or are we talking linen tablecloths and a nice dinner out?
Well, it is definitely a nice dinner out. I think it's surprising when you see it from the exterior, you know, what to expect with the food. There's no white linens yet. We're not, you know, a Denny's or that type of a cafe. We've got such healthy things on the items. It goes from fresh beet salads and very
amazing. I have to say, I think I've been trying them all, you know, slowly.
We really cover the whole range from homemade, you know, very healthy items to classic items like our chicken pot pie and warm, you know.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And I think people amazing. Really appreciate the fact that it is homey and family, and it's not like a big chain.
Yeah,
right?
I
don't,
agree.
Don't people say that?
Yes, and you don't find that much anymore. I mean, everybody gets into packaged things, and it becomes, you know, like a chain, and we're the opposite of that.
I love the fact that some of these places, I mean, you may be doing this, but all the desserts come from like Costco.
Oh, no.
Like, know that dessert came from Costco.
Oh, my gosh. He bakes our cheesecake, I mean,
nice.
From scratch, and
nice.
It is the best cheesecake I have ever had.
I have not had that yet.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us. One, I know you've got so many choices out there. Thank you for waking up with us here on the brighter side of, we're coming from the 805 right now. But not about that. We just, you know, it's really about investing in your life and in yourself. And our show is your happy hour. It's all about making you feel good and, you know, and just making you, you know, enjoy all the great things that we have right here. We're talking with Laura and Brittany. We're talking about Mission Oaks Cafe. And I would love to open up the phone lines again. I'd love to give back. And let's give another gift certificate again to Mission Oaks Cafe so that I'm really excited because I want to tell everybody about you've got music there. We haven't even really talked about that. Also, I know you've got a wine pairing dinner coming up. And so, you know what? These are all things that you can use towards that. And I'm so excited for you to be learning about Mission Cafe right here on the Kim Pagano Show. So Laura and Brittany, tell us about the music. Or did you?
Oh, no, I want to hear about the music too. I love somewhere fun to go where there's good food. And like Sherry said, it's not a chain restaurant. So me, that's more of a night out. I love that.
Yeah.
And that they know you. The staff knows you. Like, you walk in and they're like, oh, hi, Sherry. Kind of like when you go to a sushi place and they all say hello to you.
And they give you the chopsticks.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you'll walk in and we'll already have your drink prepared for you. So you, when we get to know you, so we need you in there all the time.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night from 7 to 9:30, we have live music. A regular performer for us is James Dell. He's excellent. His music is very easy listening. It's old classic rock music to current hits. And he's, you know, he's he's an Irishman with his lovely accent, and he's a blast and very, very talented. And this weekend we have CJ Chimente coming to play, and he also plays some good classic stuff and brings his some guys in with them. So there's usually three of them playing, and it's great. It's a great atmosphere. Our bar is, it's not dark, but it's not bright. It's just very comfortable, and you can sit and have music and have some great cocktails, and it's a really good time.
Very cool. So what is the wine pairing dinner that's coming up? And I know, we're right here in Valentine's Day. Talk to us about Valentine's Day that's coming up.
Well, Valentine's Day, we're doing a custom menu, a four-course dinner that Joseph is preparing, and champagne, complimentary champagne as well with that. It's we wanted to do something reasonably priced and comfortable for people to come in that's not too elegant, but we're still going to have live music that night, and James will be playing, and we're really excited. It's only $40 a person, which is very affordable these days, and we try to do that at our restaurant. It's very important that it's a good value and affordable for everybody to come and enjoy a lovely night out.
That's great. That sounds really good. Now, I know you also have your wine pairing dinner. Talk to us about that.
Oh, we're so excited about this dinner. It's with Sunland Vintage Winery. They have a tasting room in Thousand Oaks, a wonderful couple. They'll be coming in, and we'll be doing a four-course dinner paired with four different wines. And we've done these already, and they are a huge success, and it is the most phenomenal pairings you could imagine. Your taste buds just go crazy.
I personally love wine pairings. I'm telling you.
It's so like, do well, I.
Really?
I
okay, love wine yeah, pairings. It's one of my favorite things to do. You kind of, you know, you're there. You get to taste them. You know, maybe you don't know their wine. Up for Sale Sunland is really good. I know Debbie over there. And, you know, it's just another great thing. And then you get to eat. And
to taste wines you wouldn't normally. You wouldn't maybe think, oh, I like a Pinot Grigio, or I like a red a Malbec or something. That's why I love it, because it gives you some, but you're not committed to an entire bottle.
There you go. Exactly.
Amount.
So, yeah. So what are you going to be serving?
Oh, my goodness. We've got some wonderful dishes that Joseph put together.
You don't know yet.
It's It is a surprise.
Okay.
We do have the menu posted
okay,
on Facebook.
I took her off.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
You caught me off guard there.
That's
I have so much
okay.
in front of me to
That's
talk about.
Okay. Let's give everybody the phone number so that they can make reservations for that.
Okay.
And also the address.
All right. Our phone number is 805-482-1022, and we're at 5227 Mission Oaks Boulevard in Camarillo. It's right off Santa Rosa. You can go up Adolfo to Mission Oaks. We're right in the Vaughn's CVS Shopping Center there.
You know, I know we haven't really talked about this, but to me, it's always about the story of your family and, you know, what your dad and your family has done for Camarillo High School and how involved they are in the community and all the things that you guys do to give back there. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's really, people want to do business with people that they like and love the way they live their life. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to team up with you.
Sure. So our family really loves Camarillo. And my dad especially is extremely involved in the community. And we saw the restaurant as a way to give back and donate. And so we actually have a donation program called We Love Camarillo. And in the restaurant, you can actually pick from our favorite list of nonprofit organizations and write their name on the back of your receipt when you're done. And each month, we'll donate 5% of your tab to that organization.
Isn't that awesome?
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That really is
amazing. Right there, that just said, that's what I want to be, you know, eating there, that I know it's going to also to help. It's a win-win. That's a win-win right there. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. We've got a full studio. We've got lots to talk about today. We've got Laura and Brittany here from Mission Oaks Cafe. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking about the brighter side of the 805 right now, and I'm so glad that you guys are a part of that. So leave us with something that we can look forward to at Mission Oaks Cafe.
Oh my goodness. Well, as we talked about fundraising and Camarillo, we are having a fundraiser this Tuesday, February 10th for Camarillo High School football. You know, as everybody knows, Jeff has been, you know, announcing all his, the games. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they went to the school, and he lives his life doing everything he can for that school, and does announce all their games. So we are having a fundraiser this Tuesday for them, and 20% of all of our sales will be going to Camarillo High School football, so that we can help them. And every month, that's what we will have. Is you'll always see fundraisers on our website and on your newsletter of ways that we can find organizations to give back and do what we can.
You know what? And I'm so glad that you actually just talked about my newsletter. I do want to remind anybody, we had tons of people calling in last week and that you wanted to be a part of it. Thank you so much for that, because really that's just another way to be able to win. And not only that, another way to just find out what's going on in the 805. And all you have to do is call that number, 419-0008. Leave us your name and your number and say, send me a newsletter. We'll get back with you so we can get all your information and find out, you know, how we can get in touch with you.
Okay, Laura, I was just looking at your Facebook page trying to find your menu for the wine pairing dinner. You have amazing reviews on here. People are saying how great the changes that you've brought to the restaurant, what a great place it is to come to every day, some of them have said.
Yes, thank you very much. We're really proud of the direction that the restaurant's going. It's so exciting to see all these new faces coming in. We just did a 5,000 piece mailer out, and people are now coming in to check us out now that we're under new ownership and with me, with management. And
Laura's amazing. Laura and I go way back. She's going to rock it.
It's great. I mean, from our catering is now, you know, is increasing, and the business to the restaurant, and people are finding out about our amazing food, and it's just going to be a constant growing restaurant with everybody's input and the love that we feel for the community. It's all going to shine through
there
Mission Oaks Cafe.
Give out the phone number one more time so that everybody can get in touch with you.
Wonderful. 805-482-1022. Please like Mission Oaks Cafe on Facebook. We also have a website, www.missionoakscafe. Please follow us on Instagram as well, so you can hear about all of our events. And we'd really love to have you come in and tell us that you heard about us on Kim's show, and we welcome you all with open arms. Thank you.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Beth Warren. We're going to be talking about living a life with real food. And again, Mission Oaks Cafe. I would love you to join us with all these great events. I'm going to be there, and I want you to be a part of that. Let's give something away. I know we're getting close here to Valentine's Day. How about a $25 gift certificate to Kate and Lace? And that's all about that private stuff that, you know, I mean, there's lingerie. It's a win-win. That's another win-win for all those couples out there. Give us a call right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking right now. I'd love to do a giveaway right now. How about some hairspray tickets over to the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, and that's playing from January 16th to the February 15th, and I've got tickets. All you have to do is call us right now, 419-0008-419-0008, and give us a call. Leave us your name and number, and you're just leaving a message. So I want to get as many calls in so that everybody gets a chance out there. Also, follow us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show, and also, if you want to be a part of our newsletter, I'd love to hear from you on that. Just mention, I want to be on the news. I want to receive a newsletter. Our next guest is Beth Warren, and her book is Living a Life with Real Food. Beth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
Well, I'm a registered dietitian. I actually have a private practice in New York. I work with pediatrics and adults, and I try to just promote living a healthy real life with real food, which is what my book is all about. I try to incorporate real, less processed foods into people's everyday life and make them see that it's not something that has to be complicated, that it's something we could all implement, and that overall it helps not only our weight or your weight loss, if that's your goal, but it also helps just your energy level, your sleep, everything like that. And it's just, it's not as intimidating as a lot of people may think.
Right, right. Now, tell us, what is real food as opposed to not real food?
Right. Well, I define real food by saying that it's less processed, God-given foods meant to be manipulated into delicious meals and snacks from within our own kitchens. So, and not by the food industry. So what that just really means is that you're taking fresh, natural, whole food ingredients and you're creating your own meals with them, or, you know, desserts or whatever it is, but from within your own control and not necessarily going and buying heavily processed packaged foods that are created with the intent to make you want to eat more, buy more, crave more, you know, usually starches, sweet things, where really what happens is that you become in less control over what your food choices are and they start to control you. So
I always say real food is the food that our parents made for us.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Going to fast food for dinner or a TV dinner, that was a special treat. When I'm 44, so when I was young, that was a special treat. We always had real food.
Right.
What about those canned vegetables, though?
They actually say you should keep a couple of things in your pantry. I know it's not the best, but so that you continue with having them every single night, because you can run out of fresh vegetables, but your kids still see them
like
on their plate every night.
I like frozen vegetables
myself, which are good for you. Frozen nutritionally is equal, or if not, sometimes more quality.
Exactly.
Because it's taken right from the vine.
You know, I had this thing yesterday. It seemed so healthy. It was quinoa, and it was crispy kale, where I guess they fried it in safflower oil. Are you still getting the vitamins in the kale?
Oh, it's funny you said that. Well, certain vitamins in high heat, like vitamin C, are lost through cooking. But because you're picking a food like kale, it's not like you're not getting any nutrients from it. That's just why it's so important to have a wide variety in your diet, and that you want to sometimes have both fresh and cooked. You know, it's more about your diet as a whole, which is what also my book's about. That, and I love how you refer to eating out as a special treat. Like, it's not that we can never eat a processed food or that we can never have a special treat. It's that it's become something special and something enjoyable.
Right,
and I argue
right.
with people often that it's not that they think they're enjoying their food, or that when I explain to eat more of a clean diet, they think that, oh, why are you making my life miserable? It's the opposite. I want you to start enjoying your food again.
Yeah,
I would argue that people stop enjoying their treats.
There you go. Beth, I know that you talk in your book about the kosher way. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, right. So my subtitle is How to Get Healthy, Lose Weight, and Stay Energized the Kosher Way, because my upbringing is actually with a kosher diet. And kosher diets are catered towards your lifestyle as a whole. So It's not always about necessarily, okay, so kosher diet means we don't eat pig, or kosher diet means we don't do this. It's not only about that. It's that our whole lifestyle has changed. So
how about
example,
kosher chicken, Beth? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I know my mom always, you know, uses kosher chicken.
Well, first
chicken.
Tell us what kosher is, because I know I grew up in a predominantly Jewish community. So so for people who don't know what a kosher kitchen is, what would that
right.
be?
Right. So when it comes to meats, like what you're referring to, the chickens, any animal products, they have to be actually slaughtered a certain way. So there is a person called the shochet that actually does that specific way of cutting a meat. So it's a very stringent guidelines in terms of doing it in a kosher way. Now, why people feel like that might be healthier when it comes to a meat or a chicken, it's not necessarily healthier per se, but it's definitely processed with a lot more supervision, a lot more way of doing it, that it's not just maybe more flippantly, you know, slaughtered. There's a whole technicality to it. So it's actually really strict in terms of a kosher diet that you have to buy kosher, and then sometimes something that's referred to as glatt kosher, cuts of meat. And it also relates to when you're eating certain foods. So I can't, let's say, have a meal with a meat product in it and then eat something with dairy right after.
On the same plate, right?
Or at the same time.
Or the same time. Yes, that's the biggest
part. Yeah, I remember hearing when I was younger, you never cook a kid in his mother's milk.
Exactly.
And the kid got a baby cow.
Oh, God. I was like, you're scaring me now.
And I'm a
shiksa.
Okay.
I love it.
I'll never forget going to New York to this thing, Cat's Deli, and I walked in and everything was meat products. I'm like, well, where are the cheese blintzes?
Exactly.
In another restaurant, right?
A cheeseburger would never exist. So in that context, it is healthier because you can't put, you know, a highly processed American cheese with a high-fat meat. I mean, that will never happen. So there is that discipline there. And I was trying to encourage people through my book to use that discipline of living with a kosher diet where I have to say, okay, I can't eat this right now. It's not kosher to say, well, you know what? It's also not healthy.
There
Maybe
you
I
go.
Could use that same discipline and say, you know what, this isn't even healthy, and we have to put it away.
Well, speaking of discipline, how do you get in, like, the carbs? Because I am a carb addict. I mean, I love bread, pasta. And with your book, how can I be able to get my fix and still be able to stick to the recipes and get what I need, you know, through your book?
Right. That's a great question. So one thing I do through my book, aside from giving you meal plans and recipes, is I go through each food group, and I try to expose all the controversies about it, whether it's good or bad. Why do they say that, and what's the research behind it? Now, every single food group that we said is real food, that was God-given, has a place in our diet. That was what we were meant to eat. Whole grains have a place in our diet. It's a matter of quantity, and it's a matter of quality, and both are equally important.
So if I had a quinoa dinner, like just, is that how you say it?
Quinoa.
Yeah, quinoa.
Uh-huh.
Quinoa.
With an N?
Quinoa.
Like, I had that for dinner last night. Am I having protein? Or?
Well, it's a great question. There actually is 9 grams of protein in quinoa per cup. What you're looking more, though, in your meal is more in the 20s. So it's not an adequate source of enough protein. I would pair that, let's say, with avocado, which is another plant-based protein. You're adding a little bit more. You could even put some walnuts in that salad. That is a little more protein. Whenever you're dealing with a plant-based protein like quinoa, you just have to kind of make a combination of a couple of things to get a balanced meal. Mm. But going back to it being okay to have carbs or where they fit in your diet, it's just a matter of it being the least of what you're eating. So, for example, when you're looking at your plate, you only want a quarter of a 9-inch plate to be your grain. That's only about a half a cup cooked. That's pretty small according to most people's standards.
Right.
So you want to make most of your plate vegetables, non-starchy vegetables, like a great salad or cooked kale. And then you want to have a quarter reserved for a lean protein source. And if that wants to be plant proteins like beans or soy or tofu, or it could even be, a fish. Then the last quarter of the plate is for a half a cup of a cooked green.
I love it.
And
You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. That's where we're talking from right now. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You can call in all the way through our show, even if we're talking right now. Call in and leave us your name and number. And thank you so much for all the amazing calls. We are like bursting at the seams. I love it. We're growing like leaps and bounds. So we want to hear from you. And all you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you. There will be a message there, so you're not going to hit a live operator, but just leave us a message and somebody will get back with you. We're talking with Beth Warren right now. We're talking about living a life with real food. I know that you have 7 steps to living a life with real food. Can you talk about those?
Yes. So I talk about how there's other important factors with living a healthy life and having a healthy diet and keeping a healthy weight. And it's not always to do with food. Sometimes it's about a matter of getting your 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. It's a matter of being physically active, and that doesn't always mean going to a gym. That means you just being more up and about in your day, wearing a pedometer, walking more steps. That's all important. Aside from what you're eating, it's important to eat about every 3 hours in your day. You never want your blood sugar to drop too low. You never want it to spike too high when you finally eat. You never want to get so hungry that you're eating too much at one time. You want to basically have a step up on when you're going to feel like you want to eat. And then it's important to always incorporate foods with some protein and some fiber. And fiber doesn't always mean having a grain. Fiber can mean having fruit. So having an apple and peanut butter as protein for a snack is a great option.
Beth, of all the, you know, the different diets, the Weight Watchers, and all the different things, which one would you, you know, be the closest to?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, Weight Watchers at least does not restrict any one food group. At the same time, I feel like they still rate in their point system healthy fats very high, which I don't agree with at all. As I mentioned, my book goes through each food group, and healthy fats are a critical misconception still in the world, and I don't think that they do any help to fix that. And healthy fat actually boosts your metabolism by 10%, so it actually helps you lose weight and it helps you feel more satisfied. So you just want to have the right types of fat and the right portions. But, you know, mine is more about taking a little bit from everybody's.
I love it. That's kind of how
so
I do
funny.
It.
It's so funny. My son, my boys really wanted broccoli cheese soup, which, okay, how many calories could that be in there, in a bread bowl? And so yesterday they had, my one son had literally almost 5 hours of practices after school. It just was one after the other. So I was like, this is the perfect night to have broccoli cheese soup in a bread bowl because earned it.
Yeah,
and he was
so excited.
It's a matter of, and that's also, by the way, balance. You had protein from the cheese, you had broccoli, vegetables.
I'm not really sure there's
bowl.
Anything in that bread bowl or that soup that was good for you. But he, I figure after all that exercising,
I really
deserved
think there
it.
Was. That's what I mean. It's
I,
not
I did give him a salad.
Count.
I gave him a salad and just fresh green beans that I didn't even cook as to go with it.
Yeah, yes. I've been doing that, like putting fresh green beans in salads, which is amazing. I mean, I just love everything that you can hide in there, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Beth, what are some of the great recipes? What's your favorite recipe in your book?
It's so hard to pick one.
What's the one with the three? It's like the onions. Oh, that's the page, Kim, right
is
there.
Is it really?
Well, you
we
know what?
That.
What I do, I'll tell you what I do, is I divide it by food group. So remember how I mentioned that you
I think
make
this is
plate?
Like hummus, maybe?
Yeah,
the dressing. Yeah, Julia's hummus.
Yeah, and that's using my background of my Jewish culture and the kosher diet and my Mediterranean roots. And there's a lot of recipes like that. I give really interesting grain recipes. I give like this. A bulgur, which is a grain not a lot of people cook with chickpeas, and I put like a carrot pesto sauce with it, and it's really yummy. And then I also have a lot of easy vegetable dishes. It was critical that I make them easy and quick so
now,
people don't get intimidated by making vegetables.
What about liver, like a liver pate?
It's so funny you said that. Well, liver, actually, our livers, not to make it more humane, but our livers store our vitamins, and so especially vitamin D. And it has a lot of iron in it.
I love liver, but I've heard you only like liver if your body needs it.
Sometimes it depends on which.
I like liver and onions.
I love liver and onions.
I think once in a while it's really good for you.
Yeah, but to put a teaspoon, you know, usually I tell people whenever you're making something in addition to what you're eating, as long as you stick to a teaspoon, you're not going to make or break anything here. And it does have a lot of vitamins in it that you wouldn't otherwise get from something else.
Liver and onions with ketchup.
With ketchup.
That's like saying that when you have a cheeseburger, but you have to have it with soda. You know, well, now you made two choices that are
bad. Beth, I want to ask you, so, you know, everybody has to, like, they try to do, like, meal plans. I think that's where the downfall is where you know, if you don't plan your meals, you kind of grab whatever you can. And talk to us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, it has two things. One's about planning ahead, and one's about having it available. And they both, in the beginning, when you're trying any dietary changes, there is planning involved because you're not used to it. Once you become accustomed to it, what happens is that you start to have the food around, and then you understand what you could grab and what you could take. So you just have to have it there. In the beginning, there's more planning, and then it just becomes about having it in the house and going shopping for it, or having it at your desk, or having it at your work refrigerator, and then it becomes a little more into your real life. Because my whole book is about, ultimately, this has to be your life. It's a lifestyle change. So you're going to find a way where it's not always something that you're constantly thinking about.
Right.
That just becomes easy.
Beth, leave us with one last tip that you can help our listeners and help us in here.
With real food.
Yeah.
Well, I just try to tell people that you can't think about it as being something intimidating. If you're just making one change and you're being consistent with it, then that's a change worth making, and it's going to have a huge effect. It's not about your one thing that you eat or one night where you fell off your diet. It's about your day as a whole, and it's about your life as a whole. So you really want to just keep pushing to be consistent.
I love it. Beth, where do we find your book?
Well, my book is available in most bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or they could go to my website, BethWarrenNutrition.com, and it has all the information on there.
Well, great book, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love to have you back. Is this your first book?
Yes, this is my first.
Oh, congratulations.
That's awesome. That's a great book, and
so
I love the recipes.
Yeah, I'm really excited
to
have
that. I'm so happy.
So thank you so much.
All right, great. I hope you try them all.
You got it. All right. Well, we are going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Stretch Middleton.
Awesome.
Harlem Globetrotters. And if you've ever been to one of the games, or if you have never been to one of the games, it's one of the things you need to do with your kids, or just go and have a great time for yourself. It is so much fun. And so I would love to start off with actually a set of tickets right now for the Harlem Globetrotters. So call right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't look at me.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of life in the 805. That's what we are, the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm here with Jennifer, Sherry. We've got Laura and Brittany from Mission Oaks Cafe. We've got Tom here, and I'm Kim, and our next guest is Stretch Middleton. Stretch, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Great. And Stretch, one of the Harlem Globetrotters. How long have you been in one of the Globetrotters?
I've been a Globetrotter. This is my fourth year.
All right. I love these guys. They're so much fun.
What does Globetrotter mean? Like, where did that name come from?
The Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah, where did the name come from? Yeah.
The name came from one of the was the owner at the time, Abe Aberstein. We actually started off in Hinckley, Illinois, and he wanted to give the illusion that this team called the Savoy Five traveled all around the world, so he gave them the name the Harlem Globetrotters because he wanted to give the illusion that we traveled all around the world.
So
around
Stretch,
the U.S.
when you stretch, how far is the stretch?
Oh, that's a great
question. I was looking at a picture of you, and I mean, you got your arm up over your head with a ball. How tall are you?
I'm 7'4".
Oh my God.
That is
God. How big were you when you were born?
I have no clue.
Oh, you're wow. Mama.
I want you to come to my house when I decorate my Christmas tree. I wouldn't even have to get a ladder out.
There you go. Oh, my God. I love that. So, okay, is there any women that are Harlem Globetrotters?
Yes, we have three females this year with us.
Oh, that's my God. Wow. That's so cool. I love that. Okay, so what, for anybody that hasn't gone, and you know what, I want to give out our phone number again right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want everybody to go check out the Harlem Globetrotters. They are, this year, they're in Santa Barbara, that is Wednesday, February 11th, and then Los Angeles, February 6th through the 16th. And this year, I want everybody to get a pair of tickets. So definitely, I'm going to give away a couple here right now, so 419-0008, 419-0008. Just leave us your name and number and somebody will get back with you. What do you love about playing in front of all this huge crowd that you guys get?
Well, I love about playing. Well, I love, with the Globetrotters, I get to play basketball and also I get to be funny and entertain people. So that's the thrill I got.
That's so cool.
Can you spin the ball on your index finger?
That's a requirement.
Is it?
Yes, we must learn how to.
Wow, can you do two balls at one time?
I'm working on that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm not too good at it, but I can do it.
You know what I love about it? It really doesn't matter, does it?
No, I know, right? It doesn't.
It really doesn't matter. You guys just have a ball out there. You bring all the kids down, and it's just like involving the group out there. I love it. To me, that's so much fun.
We have a lot of fans. We're probably the only professional sports team that interacts with our fans like that. You'll only see that at a Harlem Globetrotters game.
You know, you guys are so entertaining. That must require so much practice. I mean, how often do you guys have to get together to practice these routines and the things that you guys do on the court?
Well, basketball-wise, we practice probably about just 2 hours a day before each show in order to freshen up on our ball handling, our game plan, and et cetera. So about 2 hours a day.
Did you want to play professional basketball, or did you want to be a performer/entertainer with basketball?
Well, the Harlem Globetrotters gave me the opportunity to do both.
So absolutely. I would think that you would want to do both if you were a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yep. So.
And you do so many great things for the for the community as well.
Yes, we do a lot of things with a lot of schools, like our anti-bullying program, our cheer program, which we go around. We talk to kids about bullying prevention, of what things they can do to prevent a bully. And we have
bullying, that's great.
Yes. So we preach a lot about that stuff.
Yeah. So what dates, did I get it right that you'll be in?
Wednesday at the USB Event Center in Santa Barbara. That's at 7 p.m. That's February 11th. And then we have the Staples Center Sunday, February 15th at 12, and then again at 5:45. That's on February 15th.
I love it. And now, Stretch, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I want to remind you, one, we're going to be on for a whole nother hour. This is not, we've got a whole nother hour of great fun right here, and we're going to be here till from 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. So You're not getting rid of us
and all
yet.
Different shows.
I know. And we've got guests on all of them, and they're all different. So we're talking with Stretch Middleton right now. Harlem Globetrotters, everyone.
Yay.
We've got tickets. And again, 419-0008, 419-0008 is our number here. Did you have like a mentor or, you know, did you always want to do this?
Yes, I have plenty of mentors, you know, basketball figures. I always loved Shaquille O'Neal. I always loved Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Those were like my role models growing up.
I love it.
How many Globetrotters are there? How many go to a venue at a time? Is it 30?
Not at a time. Yes, it's 30 altogether.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you know all this, Jennifer? Have you guys been?
We went a couple years ago, and we had a great, you know what, and I have to say my son, he loves to read, and we bought the program, and so we were looking at it the other day. Actually, we were just reading it because it was such a great memory of something to do that he loves to look at the program.
I love it. How many kids, you know, when they come up, are they afraid of you guys, or are they just like they want to
be a part of it?
No,
because I rarely get a kid that's afraid of us. We encourage them, you know, to play basketball. That's what they always come up to. They're like, I want to learn that trick. I want to do this. How do you do this? So they're very excited when they come up to meet us. But I rarely get a kid that's afraid of me.
Wow.
Of any of us, because they're so excited to see it.
Well, that's awesome. Stretch, thanks so much for joining us here on our show,
me.
The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. And I can't wait to see you guys out there, and I'm going to invite everybody to come and join us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you
thanks,
for
Stretch.
Me.
We'll be looking for you.
Yep, actually, have a great day. All right, we are at the end of this show, but stay with us because we're going to be joining you on another hour, and we've got some amazing guests. We're going to be talking with Shailene Pham and about Valentine's Day. We've got Wendy Treynor, The Gift of Cancer, and you know, we just got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about. I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. What you tell yourself every day will either lift you up or tear you down. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. Stay with us.
Thank you.